My name is Demetrius Allen Green. I'm 17.
My name is Gerard Travis, and I am 16 years old.
My name is Yamir Nelson. I'm 15 years old.
We interviewed George Webb, July 31st, 2012.
I was raised in, for the most part, in Homewood. I was born in Virginia, moved to Braddock at an early age, moved to Homewood in 1954. Went to Crescent Elementary School as a student, Westinghouse. Went off to college, Till College in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Returned to Pittsburgh, started coaching and teaching here at Westinghouse in 1969. And I was a teacher here, a coach here, until 2002. That's when I retired. Throughout the country, culturally, there's a lot of cultural changes, you know, taking place. The things that made me happy 50 years ago isn't the same as the thing that make you guys happy today. It's just totally different from when I was a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, I would read cartoons and magazines, and I'd see Dick Tracy looking on his wristwatch and talking at it. To me, I said, wow, wouldn't that be nice? And you guys have that. Everything that we dreamt about, you guys living it. So there's so many changes that it's just unbelievable. It's hard to say what your goals are, you know, when you're a small kid. But as a youngster, I was always interested in sports, art, those type of things. I read everything I get my hands on. School was a pleasure. I love school. You know, a lot of people kind of feel that school is a drudgery. They don't like it. Every day going to school, I enjoyed it. Even as a teacher, I enjoyed coming to school every day. But I started following my brothers, older brothers, who weren't the best role models in the world. And I paid for it. And I failed seventh grade. One semester. At that particular time, we had two semesters. 7A, 7B, 8A, 8B, that sort of thing. And the graduations were twice a year. So because I failed a half a semester, I ended up graduating in January of 63 instead of June of 62. That was my semester, but it was a good thing. It was a wake-up call for me. If it hadn't been for one teacher in this building, this particular teacher snatched me up one day. Snatched me up one day and said, George, what are you doing? And he said, I've looked at your record. You have no business being in the situation you are. And he was one of, he was, as a matter of fact, at that particular time, he was the junior high track coach. And he said, I want you to come out for the track team and lessons, you know, all that sort of thing. And I did. And from that time on, I made the honor roll every time. Sometimes it takes somebody to straighten you out to make you see. And I think that opened my eyes quite a bit. You'd be amazed at how much you can learn by keeping your mouth shut and keeping your eyes and ears open. I consider myself a good art student when I was here. I've always been a creative person. I do many things, paint, draw, sculpt. Those are the things, some of my stronger points. Even though I went to college as a biology major, and I stayed with that for a couple of years, but still all my artwork came out when I do projects and such. And so I told the professor that I was going to transfer and go into art, go to the Art Institute here down in Pittsburgh. And he said, just hold on. They're beginning to get an art program at the college. And sure enough, it came in, and I switched over to art and elementary education. I think that's one of the greatest things you can do is educate yourself. But right now, I'm the head track and field coach out at Valley High School. I've been there since 2004. I've helped with the football team. I coached the junior high basketball team a couple years ago. If you're going to be a rubbish man, be the best rubbish man you could be. All right? If you're going to be a painter, a doctor, whatever it is, be the best you could possibly be. Don't just be mediocre. And in doing so, you'll be successful.